Two, keep your chest up when you breathe. Keep it up all the time so that your breathing is with the sides of the chest and with the diaphragm.
Il petto in alto, così, e così respirare con la diaframma, il diaframma, il diaframma e con le, how do you say, ribs.
Perciò anche quando tu respiri è bene alzare il petto e respirare dal diaframma e dalle costole, ecco. E così tu puoi controllare le costole per, ma con un po' di pratica puoi anche ispirare con un polmone. Vabbè. E con diaframma.
One more thing before I get into doing it with you again. And that is, the breathing should be done with the diaphragm and the sides of the ribs, the lower ribs, the floating ribs, rather than with the upper part of the chest. You see, this is the upper part of the chest is the one part of the lung cavity that you can't expand. The only thing you can do is lift your shoulders up. And a lot of women especially breathe altogether too much in the upper part of the chest. The proper yogic breathing, proper breathing for health should be with the diaphragm, which is the most flexible of all the breathing apparatus, and the next thing with the floating ribs.
When you're breathing, it's important to breathe correctly. Many people, women especially, tend to breathe more in the upper chest, and it's important to keep the upper chest up and breathe more with the diaphragm and the sides of the chest. The sides of the chest expand, and you can get much more breath that way. The diaphragm expands even more and can fill you with a lot more energy, a lot more air, I mean.